Good evening. This is your Tesla Daily Update for Thursday, June 25th, 2026. It was a rough day for Tesla on the markets. Shares closed at $375.12, down more than $21, or 5.3% to 6%, from Wednesday's close of $396.38. The slide comes as the broader Mag7 group shed nearly $3 trillion in market value this month, and chipmaker Micron briefly overtook both Tesla and Meta in market capitalization, fueled by surging AI-driven memory demand. But the operational news was far more upbeat. Tesla announced it will hire 1,000 additional workers at Gigafactory Berlin as European demand rebounds. The expansion supports a production ramp towards 7,500 vehicles per week, a level the site has not sustained since early 2025. Hiring is expected to begin within the quarter, across stamping, paint, and final assembly. The bigger headline of the day came from the energy side of the business. Tesla and Sunrun unveiled a partnership to deploy a 16-gigawatt virtual power plant, an enormous distributed network of home batteries, solar systems, and power walls designed to feed electricity into data center operators. The deal positions Tesla's energy storage arm as a critical supplier to the AI infrastructure boom, and may explain why some analysts are calling Tesla's energy business a quietly undervalued supercoalition. Not all the news was positive. Tesla is facing a lawsuit filed by the family of a 76-year-old woman killed in a fatal crash at a home in Katy, Texas. The complaint alleges the vehicle's full self-driving software failed to recognize the victim inside a residential garage. Tesla has consistently maintained that its driver assistance features require an attentive human operator, and that FSD does not make cars autonomous. The case is likely to draw renewed regulatory attention. Looking ahead, investors will be watching next week's delivery numbers and any updates from the European expansion. Tesla's energy story, in particular, is gaining traction as a separate growth pillar alongside automotive. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.